Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
This is StoryQuest, brand new stories you'll want to hear again and again.
The Old Man in the Boat is a show about an old man in a boat. Well, obviously, there's more to it than that, but I'm sorry, no spoilers. Okay, maybe one. In this episode, the old man talks to a worm. Out in the middle of nowhere is a large lake. And in the middle of that lake is an old man sitting in a boat. The lake is so large, he's hardly visible from the shore. He's fishing. He has a long white beard and a big hat to protect him from the sharp sun. Listen, I think he's about to catch something.
Yes, I've got one. I've got one. Come on, my little beauty. Oh, himself.
Yeah, but more importantly, I'm still here.
Oh, hello, worm. You're alive. Well done. Did you see the fish?
Did I see the fish? It had my pretty tail in its horrible fishy mouth. I thought I was going to be chewed in half, but luckily he let go.
You know, I once read, or somebody told me, or I heard it on the radio, or
yes?
That if a worm loses its tail, it can grow a new one. So if the fish had chewed off your lovely tail, you could just grow a regular new one. Is that right?
Well, technically that's right, yeah. Depending where on my body this horrific amputation has taken place.
Well, there you go then.
What? What? It is a fact I can regenerate nearly half my body, supposed to be reassuring in the event of a bloodthirsty attack by a peckish pike. Oh, look, I'm being eaten alive. Oh, the pain is excruciating, but hey, at least my tail will grow back eventually. I mean, if you could grow new legs, would you be happy for them to be devoured by a vicious giraffe?
I hardly think a giraffe would eat my legs. They prefer leaves. I once read or heard or...
Well, a badger then.
Oh, I never really thought about it. Yes, but that's terrifying. What did the fish that almost chewed your tail off look like, worm?
All fish look the same.
They don't.
Yeah, they do. Fins, scales, massive worm-eating mouths. The same.
In my experience, some fish are small, some fish are big, some fish can fly, most are tasty.
I suppose some have bigger teeth than others, but that's it. All fish are greedy. All they want to do is eat worms. Actually, fish must think humans are greedy. All you want to do is eat fish.
We don't always want to eat fish. Sometimes I like to eat, well, cheese. Cheese sandwiches, cheese omelettes, cauliflower cheese, cheesecake, and toast.
Oh.
With cheese. I call it cheese on toast.
Oh, but even if you're eating cheese and not fish, there'll always be another human somewhere else eating a fish and not cheese.
Well, that's probably true. And I'm quite keen to be one of those people eating fish, actually. So if you don't mind acting as my bait again...
Do I have to? I wish I could just be free.
Can a worm be free?
Of course. father lives a glorious life in a great pile of nutritious mulch. It's wonderful. He can eat whatever he likes, squirm wherever he likes, wriggle wherever he likes. That is freedom, to do what you want.
But how do you know he's free?
He writes me a postcard once in a while.
Postcard? Do people still write postcards? Do worms still write postcards? Why doesn't he just send a text? I guess it's possible worms don't have cell phones. Maybe they don't have pockets. That seems a waste. Worms are, when you stop to think about it, the perfect size and shape for texting.
I wish I was like you. You can do whatever you want.
No, I can't.
Of course you can. You can choose to put me back on the hook, or you can choose not to put me on the hook. Either way, I don't have a choice.
But I'm putting you on the hook because I'm hungry and I want to catch a fish. So it's not really a choice, is it?
But you could just eat a sandwich instead of fishing. You said you like cheese sandwiches and other things with cheese.
I don't have any cheese on me. I ate my last piece before I came out fishing.
But you could decide not to eat at all.
Could I? But then I would starve.
It's still a choice, right?
Well, I suppose it is.
Is that seagull up there free, do you think?
What seagull?
That one! Oi! Seagull! Are you free?
Am I what?
Free!
Free enough, squire!
Right in my beard. That's disgusting. Let me just wash my beard. Still, that was something interesting. Think of the freedom to poop from the skies. What a life. Imagine the fun we could have, worm. I could think of some people I'd poop on if I were a seagull.
Well, I definitely prefer to be a seagull pooping on my worst enemies than a worm skewered by a fishing hook.
I'd like to be a seagull too.
But still, the bird is also hungry like you.
So what should I do? I can't fish without bait. If anything, the bait is the most important part of fishing, along with the hook, and the line, and the rod. We need all of it, really. But the bait is crucial.
Oh, I don't know. Why don't you just think of some bait?
Think of some bait? I'm not sure that'd work.
Just imagine a much bigger and juicier worm than me.
Okay, I'm imagining. Ooh, it's big. Big and juicy. And wriggly.
Put that worm on the hook and throw it out again.
Okay, it's on. Let's cast. Yeah.
Good luck. Wow, I'm tired. I'm not sure if you know this, but worms can't breathe underwater. I was holding my breath all morning. It was exhausting. I'm going to have a snooze in your boat.
There. You are free to have a nap in my boat. Worm? Worm?
The old man sat there for a long time, hoping a fish would imagine seeing his imaginary worm and take a big bite on the bear hook. He was free to fish as long as he wanted. The worm was free to sleep as long as she wanted. And I am free to end this episode of The Old Man in the Boat whenever I want to. And I choose to do it now. Wait, I didn't say goodbye. Goodbye. Next time on The Old Man in the Boat, the old man talks with a seagull who pooped in his beard. The Old Man in the Boat is a Message Heard production in collaboration with Fun Kids and supported by the Audio Content Fund.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on a story quest with us. If you like that story, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you never miss an episode.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.